With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says trade negotiations with many nations are underway. White House correspondent Greg Clugston gives us an overview.
As countries scramble in response to across-the-board tariffs, the president says the U.S. is doing very well with negotiations. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says many nations want to secure trade deals.
We've got a process in place. We're working on the big 15 economies first.
Last week, the administration had talks with Japan and calls with the EU. Next week, negotiations are scheduled with South Korea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also, U.S. Ambassador to Japan, George Glass, says he's very optimistic the U.S. and Tokyo will reach a deal in their negotiations.
The Secretary of Treasury, the Secretary of Commerce are both people that I know and have spoken with and are brilliant in their fields. And they're also very creative, out-of-the-box thinkers. And when I saw that President Trump then decided he was going to get involved and has now named this his top priority, that's why I have a lot of confidence that we'll get something done.
Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court has blocked new deportations under the Alien Enemies Act. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled early Saturday in a temporary order that there are to be no more deportations of Venezuelans being held in northern Texas under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The High Court was acting on an emergency appeal from the American Civil Liberties Union. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The Supreme Court had said earlier that deportations could proceed only if those about to be removed had a chance to argue their case in court and were given reasonable time to contest their removal. Donna Warder, Washington.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a new religious freedom law in Arkansas.
Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a bill that will allow Christian adoption and foster care agencies to place children only with heterosexual couples. In other states, the government won't do business with any agency that refuses to place kids with homosexuals, and Arkansas is taking a stand against that. Alliance Defending Freedom says Arkansas is to be commended, adding, quote, every child deserves a loving home that can provide them stability. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion in Idaho is not prohibited if pregnancy complication could cause a woman's death, even if that death is neither imminent or assured. That's the ruling from the state judge, which modifies one of the strongest pro-life laws in the country. Four women represented by the Center for Reproductive Rights sued to get the courts to clarify and expand the exceptions to the ban. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. Former President Bill Clinton returned to Oklahoma City Saturday for a remembrance ceremony 30 years after the deadliest homegrown attack in U.S. history. Clinton was president in April 19, 1995, when the truck bomb exploded, destroying a nine-story federal building in the city's downtown area. The attendance today was Austin Allen, who lost his father in the bombing.
It's a joyous moment for us to come up here every anniversary, and I honestly look forward to it. It's not something that I hide from. We meet it head on because we want to be the victors in this story.
The bombing claimed 168 lives, including 19 children. On Wall Street Friday, stocks rose, but the worst drop for the United Health Group in a quarter century kept the markets in check. The S&P 500 up 0.1%. Also, the composite was down 0.1%, and the Dow was up 1.3%. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com.